The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon in October 2007. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email at theextramile2007@gmail.com. Well, hello, welcome to another edition of the Extra Mile Podcast, the podcast for runners who are training for full and half marathons. Can you tell I've been trying to memorise this? And of course, training for the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon in October this year. Welcome along to the show again, really good to have you along. And I'm currently in the middle of a large cornfield in Hertfordshire, in England, on a beautiful July summer's evening. Sky is clear blue and it's in the early 20s degrees centigrade, and just out for a lovely evening run. Just wanted to open the show this week because I know Kevin's been working really hard opening the show for the past couple of weeks and pasting all the audio segments together, so I thought maybe give him a little bit of a break and open the show for this particular episode. Just wanted to share with you some thoughts really that I've been having following my experiences over the past couple of weeks. I've been experiencing that dirty word amongst runners, and that's rest. I think it's something that we all tend to try to avoid in our training programs, as we want to keep pushing ourselves a little bit harder, a little bit further, and improving all the time. But I think sometimes, as I found out over the past few weeks, you've got to sometimes listen to your body. And when it's telling you that it's time for a break, then it certainly is no shame at all in taking a few days out, or even a few days of reduced activity, to really let your body recover. I know personally, over the past few months, I've been very busy at work, been trying to build up my training, not getting enough sleep particularly. That's all taken its toll. Finally got to the point where my body was telling me enough is enough. I was feeling constantly lethargic and suffering with colds one after the other, and finally thought, well, maybe I'm just pushing things a little bit too hard, and decided to have a break last week. Just gone out for a couple of gentle 5 milers, which I'll tell you a little bit more about later on in my training update. And I have to say, after a week of taking it easy, I just feel great this week. Really has made a huge difference, and really enjoy my running again now. And I think it's something, you know, maybe if you're suffering a little bit from time to time, something that's worth considering. There's no shame, as I say, in having a rest once in a while. And I always think it's better to rest today rather than being injured tomorrow through pushing it just a little bit too hard. Anyhow, that's enough from me to open the show up. Hope your training is going well, you're enjoying your running. And I'll hand you over now to Kevin with his training update.
Hello and welcome to episode number 4 of the Extra Mile Podcast. I call this segment of the show Things Kevin Got Wrong Last Week. I'll probably only be able to go over a few, or it will be too long. You know, as we put this podcast together during the week, we probably listened to it, I don't know, 4 or 5 times before we actually post it, making sure that it is the perfect podcast you're now listening to, of course. I don't have enough oxygen to laugh. Anyway, it took me 4 or 5 times before I realized something I was doing wrong. It involved the update from Andy in Vienna, Austria. It reminded me of something I learned back on October the 28th of 1990, the day I ran the Chicago Marathon. I was fortunate enough to set a PR that day of 3 hours, 22 minutes, and 30 seconds. And after the race, I laid around, probably cried a little, I don't know. I was in pain. Got something to eat. Walked back to my hotel at the Chicago Hilton Towers, up to my room, up on the, 15th floor. I was able to stand and look at the window and watch the other racers finishing. And it had been 5.5 or 6 hours after the race began. The TV was on, and they were interviewing the winner, who happened to finish in something ridiculous, like 2:10, 2:12, something like that. And as I stood there and watched those runners, it struck me that what I had just been through was nothing compared to what those people who were just finishing were going through. Those people were on their feet for 5 or 6 hours. And I don't care what the pace was. 5 or 6 hours of running will take its toll. So when I heard Andy talk about getting his doctor's okay, which of course will make Steve Runner very happy, and then starting the C to 5K training run, her training, it occurred to me that what he's doing is probably harder than what I'm trying to do. I'm already running 40 miles a week. Also, I'm going to pick up the pace a little and do some other training specific stuff. But he's going to get up off the couch and do something he's never done before and run a 5K. And that is awesome. And I would submit to you that what he's doing takes more guts and stamina than what I'm doing. So if I've led everybody to believe that this podcast is actually for people running half marathons or full, shame on me. And Andy, you keep sending us your updates. Please. Don't make me look on a map, find out where Austria is, and come track you down. Another mess up was that I was supposed to ask you all to, with your submissions, feel free to send us a picture. I think people listening to your updates would love to see who they're listening to, have a face to go along. So please send us your pictures. If you're writing a blog, send us that also. And lastly, we had a submission last week from Corey, who's lucky enough to be able to run in Colorado. And he either messed up when he tried to send it, or I messed up when I tried to receive it. I'm claiming that I never received it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. In any case, Corey should have been included in last week's episode. And he's not feeling the love, so Corey will start this podcast off with his submission. In addition, we will be changing the name of this episode to The Extra Mile Podcast, starring Corey. How's that for some pressure? Corey, the mic is all yours, buddy.
Happy Independence Day. This is Corey from Colorado. And no Independence Day would be complete without a 5K road race to start it off. This morning, I ran our local Firecracker 5 and achieved a personal 5K PR of 25:53. I want to start my contribution to this podcast by just telling you what my plans are for the worldwide half. The weekend of October 13 and 14, unfortunately, I will be on holiday, and therefore I am unable to enter into any official half marathon road race. However, the weekend before that, I plan on running a local training run, 13.1 miles, and post that time as my worldwide half time. I will be on a cruise ship in the Mediterranean that weekend of the half, and also plan to join all of you and put a 5K time up on the board. I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. If you haven't signed up for the worldwide half, now's the time. You need to get on it, you need to get training, and you need to join the rest of the world as we train and then run the worldwide half. Remember, think global, run local. This is Corey from Colorado. Run brave.
Well, good morning, everybody. Marathon Chris here on my weekly long run, Sunday, July 15th. I've gone about 3.2 miles of my 16-mile run, so I'm going to be out here for a little while. Just thought I'd check in with you. Training this past week was not as great as usual. I think that happens when you go on vacation, you're traveling, you have a really awkward schedule. I squeezed in one day of 3 miles of hill work, quasi-hill work. Not sure if they were real hills, but they seemed to be to me, since I usually run in Florida, and this was in Pennsylvania. After I got back from my trip, I hit the treadmill on Friday for 4 miles at tempo pace. And so leading up to today, I'd really only run 7 miles, and I'd had one day of strength training. And I thought about cutting it short, but then I thought, hey, it's almost like a taper week, right? So maybe I'll do a better job running 16 miles. Well, you know, I think it's going to be a tough 16. Because my heart rate's already over 160. With this week's update, I want to tell you a little bit about my upcoming races. Usually in the fall, there's a lot of 5Ks and 10Ks and stuff. Last year, I ran almost all of them, leading up to my very first marathon, which was the Disney World Marathon. I don't think I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to try to stick closer to my training schedule. And usually by the fall, my long runs are pretty long, much further than a 5K race. So I've selected a few races that I like to run. They pretty much fit in with my schedule. And I'm going to try to run those. First one being the Miracle Mile 15K, which is held at the end of September. Following that, I will run the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon the weekend of the 13th and 14th of October. That's also beginning of my taper period. I may run the following weekend the UCF 5-miler. It's the only local 5-mile race. I'm also thinking I might not run it because I might be tempted to set a PR. I don't want to mess anything up the week before my next big race, which is the Marine Corps Marathon on October 28th. I'm 15 weeks today away from that race. If one marathon is not enough, I've also decided to run the 2008 Walt Disney World Marathon, which I think is on January 13th, 2008. It's approximately 8 weeks after the Marine Corps Marathon, which gives me a few weeks for recovery and a few weeks to keep up my build from the Marine Corps Marathon. My husband is running that one with me, so that's what makes it so special. So that's it for the planned races this coming year that I'm training for. I hope everybody's training is going well, and maybe I'll see you out on the road. This is Marathon Chris reporting. Have a great week.
I wanna be
Hello, this is Nigel from the UK, out on a very pleasant July evening, running out in the Hertfordshire countryside. Just got my latest update for you for the Extra Mile podcast. Just letting you know how I've been getting on this week and plans for this coming week. Excuse the road noise, I'm just turning onto a road. Looks like the local racing drivers have decided to appear. Anyhow, as I planned for this week, had a very, very easy week of running. In fact, it was my intention to actually do nothing at all. But actually working away from home at a lovely little seaside town called Bournemouth on the south coast of England. And it was just too much to resist, really. Being so close to the sea, I just managed to get out a couple of evenings just for a nice run along the seashore, just running down on the wet sand next to the sea, and did a couple of very, very gentle 5 milers on a couple of lovely warm evenings. It was an absolute treat. It was absolutely superb. It was. And that was the only running that I did. Even had a little paddle in the sea, took my running shoes off, and got sand everywhere in my socks and in my shoes. What a mess. And no doubt about it, having the week off, or at least a week of cutting back, has certainly given me fresh legs, and I feel like I'm much better this week. Ah, dear. Some people just enjoy driving so fast. Anyhow, this week I'm definitely back on plan, back on schedule, and didn't do a long run at the weekend, had a complete week off my normal schedule, and I've did 6 miles yesterday, which was Monday, and I'm out for another 5 or 6 this evening, and I've put in 1.5 miles of speed work, which is as per my training plan, so I'm feeling like I'm back on track with the training, and really regained my focus for the run in October. So I'm happy to report things are looking like they're back on track, and hoping to stick to the running program now and really enjoy my running again. Anyhow, that's my update for this week. Hope your training's going well. I'm enjoying your running. And I shall speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.
Hello everyone, this is Kevin with my training update for this episode. You will recall that last week I got a plan from John Ellis, and what I did was take his plan and kind of adjust it based on my life. I took John's advice, and I also took Jim's advice from last episode and moved it around a little bit. What I'm finding is that it's just impossible for me to go out in the midday sun here in Cincinnati. It's been reaching in the low to mid 90s around here. And as an example, one of my runs, a tempo run, I'm supposed to run 3 to 4 miles at a 9-10 pace, and I just can't do it when the sun's blaring down like that. I can recall a couple weeks ago when we had a break in the weather and I was out running at lunchtime, and it was about 72 with almost no humidity, and I went out for like a 5-mile run and I felt so good. I ended up running 8 miles, and I know you know what I'm talking about. You just get out there and the weather's perfect. You just feel like you could run forever. So I'm really looking forward to fall when the weather does break, and to see how my running improves. Not because I'm running any better, but just because of the weather change. And that's kind of makes you feel good when you head out the door and you can really feel strong. In any case, what I'm doing is taking John's plan and taking two of the quality runs, what I would call them. One being the tempo run and the other being the long run. And I'm doing them early in the morning before the sun comes up on Wednesday and Friday. Those are my 2 days to go to the gym early and work out. So yesterday, Wednesday, I went to the gym and I did a, I planned on doing a tempo run. Per John's plan, I warm up for a mile or two and then run 3 to 4 miles at marathon or half marathon pace, which is 9:10 for me, and then cool down. Well, I actually got to the gym and went out with 3 or 4 buddies and kind of got carried away. Didn't warm up very long, maybe a couple hundred yards actually. And we picked the pace up. We ended up running 6 miles, and most of my miles, most of those 6 were 9:10 or a little bit better. I averaged 9:14 for the whole run, so I felt very good about that. I think it was still very humid. I think once the weather breaks, I'll feel even better about that. Tomorrow is my long run. I am taking today off. It's Thursday. So tomorrow I have a long run of, I believe, 10 miles. And I'm supposed to finish the last half faster than the first half. So obviously my plan is to go out so slow the first half that I can't help but pick the pace up the second half. So we'll see how that goes. So that's what's happening in my training. I hope yours is going well. We'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, listeners of Fidipidations and Running from the Reaper. My name is Richard Priest, and I would like to extend an invitation to members of the running community living in the greater Montreal area, as well as northern New York and Vermont states. You are invited to take part in the Hemmingford Half and Kick the Couch 5K as part of the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon Challenge. Hemmingford is my home and is a small rural town located in the beautiful province of Quebec in the great country of Canada. More specifically, it is 60 kilometers south of Montreal and only 4 miles from the U.S. border, the Vermont and New York border, that is.
The Hemmingford Half will take place on Saturday, October 13th. The race will be run on an out and back course. The course itself is an old abandoned railroad track turned into bike path. It is highly underutilized, so bike traffic will not be a problem. The running surface is ideal. It is packed crushed stone. The course is flat. You will be running through some of the most fertile agricultural land in North America. Crowd support will mostly be done by cows, a deer if we're lucky, and maybe a gopher or two. Hell, we might even see a beaver. Although humans will man the water and aid stations, and there will be plenty of those. The Hemmingford Half is a very small race. Last year was its first edition. Just under 30 people participated and had a great time. Times ranged from 1 hour, 36 minutes, up to over 3 hours. So the course is not for elites. The course and the race and the day is to be shared by like-minded people who want to take part in something special, something global. It's going to be great.
The Hemmingford Half is sanctioned by my cat Daphne, and the course has been officially measured by my 2005 Chevrolet Silverado pickup. The entry fee for the race is a big fat zero, nada zilch zero. So if you're from the greater Montreal area, or New York, northern New York or Vermont states, or anywhere else for that matter, and are interested in participating, please check out my blog at www.runcanadaquebec.blogspot.com or send me an email at rpriest@jlpriest.com. I'm going to ask Steve and Nigel to put these in the show notes. Cette course s'adresse à des gens qui veulent participer au demi-marathon mondial de Fidipidations et n'ont pas de parcours officiel de la région de Montréal. Si vous êtes intéressé, contactez-moi. Un demi-marathon de Fidipidations est une course locale avec un esprit global. Thanks for listening to me, guys.
Episode 4 of the Extra Mile Podcast is in the books. Thanks again for joining us. And I wanted to remind everybody, if you have a submission
of an audio file. If you could please try to get that to us by Tuesday, we'll have plenty of time to get that into the podcast that we're hoping to get posted each Friday. In addition, if you have a picture of yourself, please send that along. We'll put that in the show notes. Or if you've got a blog, make sure you send that to us too. We'll put that in the show notes. Thanks for all the votes over in Podcast Alley. Got nothing better to do? Shoot on over to Podcast Alley and give us a vote if you don't mind. We are in iTunes, so we're looking for some feedback in iTunes. Maybe a review would be nice. If you've got some time, please pop on over to iTunes and tell us what you think. Until next week, thanks again for downloading us and giving us the half hour of your time. For Chris, Nigel, and Kevin, see you next week for the Extra Mile Podcast.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the show. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramile2007@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramile2007@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the Extra Mile Podcast.
Greetings, fellow runners. This is Steve Runner from Fidipidations, the weekly podcast for runners at steverunner.com. And you're getting your miles in with the Extra Mile Podcast with Chris, Kevin, and Nigel. Gotta run.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.